Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. This episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
With a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's travel at 40 City! I'll tell
you! Lone Ranger and Tonto were trying to smash a gang that was known as the Tarantulas. They had the full support of Texas Jack, who ran the Border City Cafe.
Those polecats murdered Sheriff Martin, my best friend. I'll see every last one of them jailed, or my name's not Texas Jack.
In running down one of the men, the masked man and Tonto recovered the Indian belt that glowed in the dark. The belt was the property of Chief Thundercloud and had been stolen from him. It had been necessary for the Lone Ranger and Tonto to divide the belt to make a headband for the Indian and a hat band for the masked man.
Me fix belt. Then we take it back to Chief Thundercloud.
Don't fix the belt just yet, Kimo Sully.
Not fix it?
There won't be time. We're breaking camp right away. This Jack sent word that he had another clue to a member of the Tarantula gang.
Where we go?
I don't know yet. We've got to meet Texas Jack and find out. Let's have a look.
Here's Scout.
Baldy, if anyone comes in looking for me, tell him I'm busy in my office. Some special men there.
I didn't see anyone go into your office, Texas Jack.
Well, they came in the private door. Now, remember, I'm not to be disturbed.
Remember.
There. Now we can talk without being disturbed.
Where's the tarantula you spoke of, Texas Jack?
In the Gold Hills. You'll have a long trip.
Now, where in the Gold Hills?
You'll find a claim that's called The Last Chance.
Yes?
It used to be owned by Bart Billings. It was worked out.
Where's Bart Billings now?
I don't know. The Last Chance is still there. This tarantula worked for Billings. He fired a blast that hit the mother lode so Billings would think the claim was finished. Now the crook plans to take the gold for himself.
I see.
Here, this is a map showing just where the mine is.
Well, it shouldn't be hard to find. How did you get this information, Texas?
Well, I'll tell you. You knew that Dan Martin, the sheriff, was a good friend of mine.
So you said.
I found a letter that was addressed to me. It was in the stuff he left. In that letter, he tells all about the tarantula at the Last Chance mine. Now here, this is a letter. You can take it.
Does Martin's son know about this?
No. The fact is, Richard and Lolita left here this morning, just before I found the letter. They went to Mexico to get married there. Lolita had relatives there, you know.
I see.
You're the only man alive that can get these crooks.
How many of them are there?
Well, the tarantula's name is Larkspur. I don't know who's working for him. It's in the letter there.
All right.
You start right away?
Yes, but by the way...
Yeah?
The last member of the tarantula gang was captured. There's a lot of stolen money that was never found.
Well, I know it.
Has he told where that money is?
Well, not yet. The sheriff is working on him. I guess he'll break down and talk sooner or later.
Oh?
Now, if there's anything you need in going after Larkspur...
There's nothing I'll need.
You'll be taking Tonto with you, of course.
He always go where Lone Ranger go.
That's the ticket. Now, I don't know how you're going to get the goods on Larkspur.
There's nothing against him except what this letter says.
Nope.
Are you convinced the charges in the letter are true?
Dan Martin wouldn't make a mistake. I'll stake my life on Larkspur being one of the trench of the gang.
And you're the sheriff, spoken with the prisoners about Larkspur?
Oh, sure.
They know of him?
Nope. It's like you've already been told. His tarantula outfit is different than any gang that ever existed. Each member works independent of everyone else. They all get orders from the head. Now, let's in on what I suspect.
Yes?
I think Larkspur is the head.
What makes you think, sir?
Well, there never was more than a handful of thrashers. You've already brought four of them to justice.
You think there were only five altogether?
I think that's all.
I know we'd better start for the Gold Hills. The sooner we learn more about Larkspur, the sooner we'll be finished.
That's right.
I wish there was something I could do to help you.
There is. We'll call on you.
I'll do it. You can count on me. You want to go out the private door?
Yes.
So long, then. And the best of luck to you. Goodbye, Lone Ranger.
It was a long, hard trip to the Gold Hills, most of it over rock-strewn ground that made treacherous footing for Silver and Scout. The first night on the trail, the masked men and Tonto made camp beneath an overhanging ledge. By the light of a small fire, the Lone Ranger studied the map and the letter Texas Jack had given him. Tonto waited several minutes, then spoke.
You like Texas Jack?
Huh? Oh, what do you ask, Tonto?
Oh, me wonder. You not treat him like a friend.
He certainly has tried his best to help us.
We
wouldn't have been able to jail those poor crooks if it hadn't been for Texas Jack.
That's right.
Now, let's see. I think we'll need some help.
Kimosabe. You like Texas Jack?
You asked me that before.
And you not answer.
I see. You're pinning me down, Kimosabe.
Ah.
Well, I don't like him.
And that's how Tonto feels.
I don't know why. He seems to have been square with us all through. He's certainly doing his best to avenge the death of Sheriff Martin.
We never find who killed Sheriff.
Well, that seems to be a mystery without a clue.
You think Larkspur, member of Tarantula Gang?
No doubt of it.
You think him leader gang?
He isn't the leader, Tonto. The leader will prove to be too smart to catch easily. He'll be far in the background. It'll be practically impossible to prove that he's a crook of any sort.
Leader of somebody in Border City?
He might be. Let's study this drawing. I want to make sure we don't get off the trail before we reach the last chance mine.
The last chance was being worked with feverish haste by Larkspur and his men.
All right, boys, hold your digging. I'm all set to fire the blast.
All set now, Larkspur?
Yeah, I reckon so. Everyone in the clear?
Yeah.
Fire away, Hank.
Get back, boss. I'm lighting the fuse.
Yeah, this will not clear away the worthless dirt.
Light it. Run for it.
Didn't look like a very long fuse. It
wasn't very long, but it'll do. Well, we're all right here.
Yep.
That should have done something.
Yeah, it's the fifth blast we set out. That'll uncover the load and go and blast a few of you men.
As soon as the smoke clears out, we can find out.
Back to Lantern again. We'll find out. We can't spend much more time on this last chance claim.
How's it look, Larkspur? Last year this week?
Can't tell yet. We'll have a chance to look it over.
Hey, you, Hank. Hurry up with that lantern.
I'm coming.
All the boys here, Pete?
Oh? There's only five of us.
You, Hank. Where's the other two?
Hey, you two, get over here.
Here's the lantern. Now we're...
Boys, we got it. There's the gold. Look at that for a vein. Almost pure gold.
Oh. And we're all rich.
Yeah, that's what we're working for.
Now, don't you forget what you told us, Larkspur. You said if we helped you cover that vein while Billings owned the property, you'd put even.
I don't forget.
That's good.
But remember this. I was put to some expense. I had to buy this claim after Billings gave it up.
We know that. We know just what you paid Billings for.
All right, then. I take out what it cost me. Then we split everything five ways. Is that understood?
Sure, it's all right.
Here's someone coming.
Shut up and listen. Hey. Coming from the direction of the mouth of the cave.
Are you talking, all you men? There was a saddle in this tunnel.
Billings.
To cover that vein of gold so you could get the mine for almost nothing.
Billings? That you?
Sure it is, you crook.
Well, come here then. We got something for you. Get him, boy. Get him.
He's dead. The tarantula.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto arrived in the town nearest the last chance claim to find everyone discussing the murder of Bart Billings. A few inquiries brought information that Jane Billings was in the little house her father had built. The Lone Ranger went there in the evening.
Master, You're masked.
Jade, I want to speak to you about the Tarantula Gang.
Well, who are you?
I came here to get the men who murdered your father.
You know who they are?
Is anyone?
No. I might as well come in.
I'm sorry, Jane.
Pa was found in the arroyo. No one knows a thing about who killed him. Oh, who'd do a thing like that? My father never hurt anyone. He didn't have an enemy in the world.
So I heard.
What do you know about the tarantula?
Just the kind of knife that...
Where'd you get that?
It was used in the southern part of the state.
But it's exactly like
That's
the one...
That's what I thought. Jane, where was your father the last time you saw him?
Here. Right here in this room. He sold out his claim. It wasn't worth much anyway.
Yes?
We were going to try somewhere else. We did start away from here, but after the first day, Pa realized that our wagon wouldn't stand much of a trip, so we came back. He said he thought he'd have a last look at the claim. He never got there.
How do you know he never reached the claim?
Well, he was found about halfway there. Mr. Larkspur, the man who bought the property, found
him. Larkspur?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you didn't tell me who you are.
Consider me a friend of your father, Jane.
With that man?
I want to see Larkspur before morning, but perhaps we'll meet again. I'm camped beneath Overhang Rock if you need me.
Yes, sir, but tell me one thing. You couldn't be. I know you couldn't be a member of this awful gang.
No. I'm not one of the tarantulas, Jane. Good night. Easy, big fella. Let's go, Tonto.
Get him, Scout.
Hold on,
Larkspur and his friends conferred that night in the one-room shack near the mouth of the tunnel. The place was dirty and crude, but it served as a place to eat and sleep, and that was all these men required.
Boys, you gotta be patient. Leave everything up to me. That's all there is to it.
How long is it gonna take?
Yeah, we're getting anxious to see hard cash.
Shut up and don't talk so loud. You never know who'll be near.
We got two of the boys posted as guards. No one can get inside of 50 feet without being seen.
No use talking loud, though. Remember how Billings heard us in the tunnel.
We ain't in the tunnel now.
Are you going to argue with everything I say?
No.
Then shut your mouth and listen to me. I know you boys are anxious to get at the pay dirt. All right, so am I. We'll get at it real quick, but we got to be careful. If it's found that mine was paying, folks will figure that maybe Bart learned what a poor sale he made, and if we killed him, they'll shut him up.
What do you have to come back for?
I don't know about that. I only know that we can't be seen taking the ritual out of the last chair.
I'm hanged if I leave it there.
We won't leave it there. Work it by night in secret. Work all day bringing out the worthless ore, savvy?
Now you're talking. Then we'll get gold real soon.
Sure we will. But you gotta let me run things. If you galoots had your way, you'd have it suspected in no time. Now you can't be seen with cash. You can't spend that.
Hey, what
the...
There, on
the wall. A knife. One of these knives. A tarantula knife.
Hey, Larkspur, what came out that window?
Nothing.
This knife came in.
We didn't see anyone outside. Of course not. The knife was fired from a
crossbow. That's how the tarantula boss works
things. Same as the bow we used on him. Shut up. There's a note on the handle of the knife.
You be still and let me see it.
What did it say?
This note's from the boss. You've got to use this knife and my crossbow. The Lone Ranger's here. This knife's for him.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Startled by the knife that was thrown into the room and the message from the leader of the tarantulas, called his men into a hurried council.
You two go outside and stand watch.
All right, boss.
Pete and Hank, you'll stay here with me.
I didn't know
the big boss was near here?
No, neither did I.
You don't even know who he is, do you, Lightfoot?
No, but he knows who I am, and he don't let anything get past him. Hey, Pete, I gotta make sure.
Sure what?
Sure that this note is really from the big boss.
How'll you tell?
The style of handwriting. I've got another note over here under a loose floorboard.
Any of the notes from the boss?
Well, some of them, so as I can be sure that they're the real thing. You don't write very many.
You ever knew there was anything under the floorboards of this shack?
Yeah, there's a lot of things you don't know.
Yeah, so it seems. Oh, that's it, huh?
Yeah. Say, open that door, will you? I want to call to the boys outside.
Sure.
When you come back to this side of the room, bring me the hammer that's there on the shelf.
Right.
Hey, boys! Lightfoot wants to speak to you, yeah?
Any sign of anyone around the shack?
We walked all around it.
Well, keep walking, then, and keep a sharp watch.
We will.
Here's the hammer, Lightfoot. Compare the writing.
It's the same. And the note was on the level. All right, I'll put the floorboard back in place now. Hammer these nails in, and that'll be sound again. There.
Larkspur, how are we going to get the Lone Ranger?
Well, the first thing to do is to find where he is. As soon as we find him, we'll be able to get him. I'm going to town and have a look around. Maybe somebody will have a lead on him.
Larkspur went to the cafe, where he found several people who had seen the masked man. One of these said...
Yeah, he was asking where Jane Billings lived.
That was all that Larkspur needed.
Oh, Jane will trust me. She's got a lot of confidence in me.
Rupert?
Jane, it's your friend, Larkspur.
Oh, 1 minute. My goodness, is there something else wrong? It's late.
Jane, I just heard that there was a man around here that could help us find the murderer.
Oh, yes, he was here a little while ago. You mean the masked man?
That's right. He's been here and gone, huh?
Yes, I told him all I could, which wasn't much.
What was that?
Well, how Pa was knifed in the back and how you found him in the arroyo when he was on his way to take a last look at the claim.
Jane, I've got to talk to this masked man. I've got to warn him that the tarantulas know he's here.
Oh?
You any idea where he is?
Yes, yes, I have. He told me he'd camp beneath Overhang Rock. You know where that is?
Well, sure I do. Thanks, Jane. I'll go and warn him. I only hope they don't get him before he's put on his guard. Pete, you and Hank come with me.
Where are we going?
Overhang Rock. Call Hank and tell him to bring my crossbow. He knows where I keep it hid.
Three killers, tarantulas, rode through the night with the camp of the Lone Ranger as their destination. They reined up some distance from the camp and dismounted.
Pete, we'll stay here with the horses.
Oh, why can't I go along with you?
Here's your toes.
All right, then.
Come on, Hank, it's more this way.
I know where Overhang Rock is. I slept under it myself. It's a good place to camp.
Now listen, the boss told me something about these two. I have a perfect shot at them.
Yeah? How's that?
Well, it seems that there was a magic belt. At least that's what it was called, and belonged to Redskins. Thing's been made into a headband that the Redskin wears.
Redskins?
The Lone Ranger's partner. Now, the part of the belt is a headband, and the other is a hatband. Both of them shine in the dark, Savvy.
That's downright convenient.
Yeah, it'll give us a shot without going close enough to make their horses give warning. Savvy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that boss of ours knows everything. He said that white horse of the Lone Ranger would send an alarm if we got too close.
There's Overhang Rock.
Yeah, I see it.
No campfire?
No, of course not. They wouldn't give away their location by having a campfire.
How much closer do you think we should go?
No closer than we have to. You've got your rifle, Agent.
Sure.
And you take one of them, and I'll take the other with a crossbow.
Well, which is which?
And it don't matter. This is only the knife is in one of them. That'll make the job look like the work of a tarantula gang.
Look. I see him.
You see those headbands glowing there in the dark? The two are sitting up and talking.
I'll go a little closer, eh?
Yeah, but... no more talk.
Over there.
What? What? Take
him out of me.
Got him.
I want you, Larkspur.
No, wait.
Wait for what?
No, no, let me go. Let go. You're busting my arm.
Get over against that tree. Get your hands up. I thought those headbands would fool you. That's why we fastened them to the tree. Him before he comes to.
Well, you can't kill me. It'd be murder. You can't do it.
Who said anything about killing you? For murder? What about Billings?
I don't know nothing about...
Don't try to break loose and you won't hurt yourself. Stand there. I'll drop a rope around you so you won't be careless about reaching for a gun.
What are you going to do with me?
Listen to you.
Why?
I was sent here to get you, Larkspur, and you were sent here to get me. You acted on the message that was shot through your window.
Yes.
Did that handwriting look familiar to you?
I don't know.
Talk, give me the truth.
Yes, yes, the handwriting was familiar.
That's what I wanted to know. I wrote that note.
You? You, the Lone Ranger? You're the boss? The leader of the Tarantula Gang?
Did you think you were going to keep all the gold in that claim?
No, but you said we'd all take orders for a year and then whack up.
Did you follow orders?
Well, I was going to. Honest, I was. I had it all planned.
To do what?
Oh, what you said. Is Hank unconscious now?
Yes.
Well, then listen. It was all set. I was going to get as much gold as I could pack to move.
Then what?
Well, you know.
Tell me.
Well, then do away with the others. That was the way it was worked out.
That's what I realized tonight.
Huh?
Get everyone to help accumulate a lot of stolen goods and wipe them out.
Yeah, but I followed orders. I got Billings to sell the claim for almost nothing. But there's a fortune in gold there.
Larkspur, do you really think I'm the boss?
Oh, well, that note.
I said I wrote it. I did. But I copied the handwriting from another note. A note that was supposed to have been written by Dan Martin. But a note that was really written by the boss.
Who is he then?
He's known as Texas Jack.
Texas Jack?
The man who organized the whole Tarantula Gang. And sent me to wipe out every member. So he wouldn't have to split the loot with them.
Why, that ornery, that dirty...
Now, come on. You're going to help with the showdown.
Plans were carefully made for the final roundup of the last of the Tarantulas. Texas Jack received word from the Lone Ranger. He hurried from Border City, heading to the Gold Hills. The masked man had enlisted the aid of Jane Billings, who met Texas Jack.
Then you're Texas Jack.
I reckon I've proved it, haven't I?
Yes, of course. Well, the Lone Ranger's waiting for you. He got Larkspur and the whole gang, all four of them.
I had a message from him, Miss Jane. I was sure sorry to hear about your father.
Maybe Pa can see what's going on and knows that his dime was a help in breaking this terrible gang. He'd feel it was worthwhile.
Sure he would. Well, now where's the Lone Ranger? I'm downright anxious to see him. I owe him a lot. He's gone a long way in getting the men to kill my best friend.
Oh, he's in Pa's claim, the last chance mine. It's right over there. You can see it from here.
Oh, thanks. I'll go over there and meet him. Get up there.
Texas Jack dismounted outside the tunnel, then moved softly toward the entrance. He went inside, turned a corner, then saw two belts that glowed in the darkness ahead.
There they are.
He hurried back outside, dashed to the shack, and came out carrying a keg of blasting powder. He placed this in a strategic point inside the tunnel, fixed a fuse, and was about to light it.
That's enough, Texas.
Huh? Oh, well, Sheriff, it's you. What are you doing away up here?
Hunting polecats. I found the biggest one of all.
This is it, Texas Jack. Well, now, wait, you know me. We certainly do. Larkspur was misled by the magic headbands, too.
Fixing to blow the tunnel up and kill the Lone Ranger, eh?
Well, no, how'd I know you, Texas Jack? I happen to have seen a sample of Dan Martin's handwriting. The letter you showed me was not his. I suppose you sent his son away so he wouldn't see the letter.
No, wait, let me talk.
Oh, I'm talking. When I've finished, you may realize there's nothing you can say.
But this is all a mistake.
As soon as Larkspur recognized handwriting like yours as the handwriting of the boss, I knew our suspicions were right. I checked with the sheriff. He then realized the truth of everything. You planted a clue to lead me to every one of the men with whom you were supposed to divide the loot. You yourself stole the loot from each of your partners as soon as I put the man in jail.
You can't prove any of this.
The sheriff found the money the Apaches had stolen. He'd taken it from the box where Dirk had left it. This place, you left a clue that would send me after the smugglers. That saved you dividing the cash with them. And you sent me here to get Larkspur.
I've been your friend all through. I'm the one who helped you get all those crooks.
Sending to get me when I'd captured the last of them. No use, Texas Jack. The evidence against you is piled too high.
There isn't any evidence. What have I done? What if all these crooks did get help from me? You can't prove it.
You can only hang once. You'll hang for the murder of the man you called your friend, Sheriff Dan Martin. The man who was killed in your own hotel.
No, you can't pin that on me.
It's pinned on you right now, Texas Jack.
Now listen, it can't be. I tell you, Lone Ranger. Sheriff, I didn't do it.
Then how do you account for the fact that your own busted spur was found in a tree right outside the window, where you climbed to fire the knife from a crossbow?
I wondered where that was. I won't be taken alive.
Good shooting, Lone Ranger. You won't use that gun anymore.
My hand.
You'll forget your hand when the rope's around your neck.
I'll take the crook over to town and jam him here. No use toting him all the way back to Border City.
Very well, Sheriff. Come along, Connor.
You ready?
Say, where are you going now?
The Indians and Chief Thundercloud. They're going to return his magic headbands. They've done great work.
Famous hobby. Maybe it really magic after all.
Otto, I wonder if Texas Jack Spur really is in that tree.
You not know?
I noticed it was broken when we started after the tarantula gang and took a chance. His conscience betrayed him.
Me ready. Get him up.
Just Heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.